Welcome to Freedom to Retire with Jim Cipriotti, powered by Retire Ready Financial Group.
You got to be prepared. If you're not prepared and you have too much risk, you may make some adverse choices. And so you need to have a plan because the downturns are going to happen.
Jim Cipriotti has been helping people in the greater Philadelphia, South New Jersey, and Delaware area reach their retirement goals for over 25 years.
We just want to make sure we're not too aggressive, not too conservative either. We want that nice mix. And that's what I help my clients with every single day.
Now, it's Freedom to Retire.
Home prices continue to go up. Nearly all the experts agree the inventory has got to increase before the prices are going to come back down. But a new report says that baby boomers, well, they have to shoulder a lot of the blame. They're not moving anywhere because downsizing is going to put them in a smaller home at the same price as their current one. So what are you telling your clients in a situation right now? Should they just look at younger generations and say, you know what, it's time to look out for me. Don't take it personally. It's just business.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, it is an interesting time for the real estate market, isn't it? And we all know how the interest rate market and the real estate market, they go hand in hand. We know that. It's kind of like peanut butter and jelly. Or what's that line from Forrest Gump, you know, him and Jenny, peas and carrots.
That's right.
Right. But when we look at the history of interest rates, going back to the early 1980s, interest rates have just gone slowly down and down and down and down since then for about 40 years. And once COVID hit, we all know that the Fed lowered interest rates to these really the lowest levels they could possibly go. Mm-hmm. And since 2020, the interest rates have done what? They've spiked up substantially. In fact, we've had the most rapid increase in interest rates that we've experienced since the end of World War II. You know, when rates just rose up from 2020 to where they are now. So there's so many people. I mean, there's millions of Americans out there that did what? They not only purchased a home over the past couple of years when interest rates went really far down to these low levels, good rates for people's mortgages, but think about the millions and millions of Americans that also refinanced their current mortgage.
That's right.
And when you really think a little bit deeper into it, if any of those tens of millions of Americans that I just named, if they choose to move out of their current home, they're going to lose that mortgage where they maybe capture that 2.5% or 3% interest rate. Because remember, mortgages are not portable. So you can't bring that 2.5% mortgage to a new home. And that's really unfortunate. So who the heck wants to sell their house now when they have a 2.5% mortgage from a couple of years ago and move into a new house where they would have to what? Get a 7% interest rate on that mortgage? No way. So that's one of the reasons there's lack of inventory, as the realtors call it. And in a lot of cases, you know, it would be, you know, just when you consider all of the extra interest that these new mortgages would cost you each month, even, you know, people that want to move and, you know, they really do the math and they think, oh, my gosh, you know, and in a lot of cases, people would get less home, you know, for the same amount of money. Or maybe you have to downgrade the area, move someplace that's not as decent as where you once were. For the same money, for the same monthly outflow. So not only do we have that whole phenomenon, you know, really taking place right now, but think about all of the seniors out there. Seniors are the ones that normally choose to downsize their home once they reach into maybe their 60s or their 70s, because a lot of them are empty nesters and don't need, you know, 4 bedrooms or all of, you know, 4,000 square foot or whatever it might be. And maybe they don't like the stairs in their house either. And people are telling me all the time, Jim, I just don't know where the heck I would go if I did decide to sell my house. And if they, you know, bought a new house, you know, what happens with taxes? Well, the new house normally gets almost always gets reappraised by the township when it comes to how to assess your real estate taxes. So oftentimes people are hit with these higher taxes and they have these higher expenses. So they say, you know what? The heck with it all. I'm just going to stay put. So the bottom line here is that, you know, not many people are moving out of their house these days. And I'm sure any realtor out there who's listening would agree with me on this. There's just not that much inventory out there because of this predicament and also people holding on to those lower mortgages. So the question arises, you know, geez, is this situation going to change anytime real soon? And look, unless interest rates start going back down, I can't see under any other situation where that might change, Chris.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to make a lateral move or pay more for less square footage. I think a lot of people, you know, when the peak of the housing boom probably looked at their property, they went to Zillow or whatever. They looked at how much their house might cost to go, well, I could fetch a pretty penny if I sold this right now. But then probably immediately had the conversation, but I'm going to have to move somewhere and I'm going to have to pay, you know, an exorbitant price as well. So, you know, the Fed has mentioned that interest rates are going to come down at some point this year. When that is actually going to happen, we'll see. It hasn't happened yet. And what is going to be the effect? How quickly is the economy going to take to catch up? And it really just is kind of a mess. But maybe there are people who, you know, they've retired and they just want to move cross country, not necessarily, you know, stay here in the Philadelphia area, but maybe go spend time with the grandkids or closer to family or just, you know, get that RV or things like that. It's mm-hmm. still something moving happens in retirement all the time, right?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's slowing down. It hasn't come to a complete stop.
Sure.
We all know that. But, you know, and look, just taking a step back and what you were saying earlier, you know, these Feds lowering interest rates. Well, how much are they going to lower them? Are they going to a quarter of a point, a half a point? I mean, that's considered lowering.
Technically, yeah.
I'm sure the Democrats would love to have, you know, that kind of plastered around the airwaves. Yep, the Fed's going to be lowering interest rates. That way the stock market doesn't tank. Because imagine if the news comes out, oh, well, we need to keep interest rates high. We still have high inflation. That's going to send the stock market down, and that might look bad for a reelection. But look, the bottom line here is we just want to make sure that our finances, our own personal finances, are in tip-top shape every step of the way. So, you know, sometimes it's the same people that I speak with that get frustrated that they say, Jim, I've got to stay in my current home. You know, if I move, it's going to be, where am I going to go? And they say, Jim, if I stay, you know, it's expensive living there. Jim, I'm hit with lawn care, with landscaping expenses. Mm-hmm. Expenses maybe to have someone to shovel the driveway. Maybe the tree guy has to come and, you know, get the branches down, especially the branches that get too close to your house or too close to the wires and all that, older trees. Things like that, they cost money. And on the same token, I think there's a lot of folks out there who really like where they're living and they don't really want to move someplace else. And in a lot of cases, they just end up biting the bullet and paying the higher costs for the upkeep of the house. But what I found myself helping folks with, and this is something I've helped so many folks with over the recent years, especially, is just finding the money to help pay for life's everyday expenses. And I'm going to give you a quick example because it's really standing out in my mind. And I chatted on a Zoom video conference with a really nice couple. Ray from our area, last week it was, and they felt that they weren't getting answers from their current financial advisor in terms of what fees they were being charged.
Okay.
And what they did is they looked through all of the pages of their statement, and I saw their statement. It was like 17 pages. And it was just pages and pages of numbers and figures and values and all of this. They couldn't seem to put a finger on what their fees were. And the one guy, the husband had me laughing. He said, Jim, it's almost like you need to have an Ivy League doctorate degree in finance just to read the statement. So anyways, it turns out that they were paying the financial advisor a 1.5% advisory fee to have the advisor in helping and managing the investments. Okay, fine. But when I asked the couple, I said, all right, what is this advisor doing to earn the fee? Is the advisor, you know, making trades with the account? Are they actively, you know, managing it, making adjustments every now and again? And they said, Jim, we told the advisor we did not want him to sell any of these investments, any of the stocks in there. Why? Because they were inherited by the wife's father. And the father had these stocks for years and years and years, did very, very well with that account. So at the end of the day, this financial advisor was charging them that 1.5%. It was $2,100 and some odd per month without any direction to ever make any changes to the account. So that's over $24,000 per year that they were being charged. And I'm seeing this happening from time and time again with good people who are being charged these outrageous fees, and they don't even realize it because the fees are buried in that paperwork. So that's why it's so important to get the second opinion. You got to get it from a different financial advisor. You can't get a second opinion from the same exact advisor you've been working with. And don't ask, am I doing okay? And, you know, don't ask, you know, general questions
fine,
like
sure.
that. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing great. It's time. The time is right now. We got to make this year different. We got to get a handle on what deductions are being made from our investment accounts. And I talked about this on prior shows, and I got a lot of responses about this. So it's worth mentioning again. And I'd say the fees along with these tax planning strategies, I say, you know, combining the two of them, those two absolutely make the list of the top three most important areas, in my opinion, to help make the most of your retirement savings. And the other area that makes the top three would be all of the thousands of listeners right now who are guilty of having this 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds and these mutual funds that have that 60-40 mix. And that means, you know, that 40% of your money could very well be in these minimalistic funds. I have other words, but I'm going to refrain from that.
We're on the radio, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people that have these BND, these ETFs, BND, BNDX, or people that own this, the most popular Vanguard bond fund. It's their biggest one that they've got. It's called the Vanguard Total Bond Index Fund. Good grief. These funds have been earning investors, ready? An average of 1% for the past 5 and 10 years.
Gosh.
Bond funds are, you know, look, they're not the only secure place for your money. You can get CDs nowadays. You can get money markets. You can get other fixed instruments right in that 5% interest rate per year these days. And I haven't seen the bond funds at Vanguard or Fidelity getting anywhere close to that sort of rate consistently over the past several years. And if your financial advisor is saying, hey, don't worry about it. I know you're in that 60-40 mix. It's great. Just stay the course. I personally wouldn't stand for that response. Now, explain to me how it's in your best interest to continue earning these minimal rates of interest on 40% of your retirement savings. I don't get it. So look, if you're listening right now, if this is striking a chord with you, grab your phone. Grab your phone right now. Give my office a call. Someone from my team is waiting by the phone. They're going to set up a time for you and I to chat later this week. And I personally would be more than happy to put together an analysis for you. And what I'll do as well is I'll look at some of the other areas of your investments. And this is all a complimentary second opinion from yours truly. And the number to call right now is 610-894-7415. That's 610-894-7415. Yes, all complimentary, done by me personally. Look, even if you're the busiest person in the entire greater Philadelphia area right now, I don't care. We can always find time. We can do these Zoom video conferences. They're great for people on the go, right from your home, your dining room table, or your, you know, your office, wherever. You just click a link and boom, there I am. And I open up my calendar for a lot of evenings and weekends. I do make myself available, you know, for those times, not only during the daytime, but a lot of these evenings and weekends as well for people that are just bogged down with this, that, and the other. And look, the bottom line, we all work hard for our money. That's why we need to have a finger on the pulse of our retirement savings. Because before you know it, postponing this sort of thing, oh, I'll get around to it. We all know it. It turns into weeks, which turns into months, which turns into years.
That's
that your
right.
money and your fee structure could have been better positioned. And it cuts down on the, you know, the level where you should be when you actually retire. So once again, here's the number to call for a second opinion of your fees and investments. The number is 610-894-7415, Chris.
There's an irony there, Jim, to you talking to the person who is the busiest person in the greater Philadelphia area, because I've seen your schedule. I know the hours you keep. I would say you're certainly a contender there, but because he feels so strong about this, he is willing to put his 25 plus years of experience to work for you complimentary. So if you just want a second opinion on your plan, happy to do that for you. Give a call, 610-894-7415. Because, you know, maybe the plan that you had from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, certainly things have changed. Case in point, once upon a time, pensions. That was the answer to retirement. They gave you a portion of your income for life. But here's the thing. Pensions got too expensive for companies to manage, so they turned to the 401k as a savings vehicle. I personally know I don't have a pension waiting for me at the end of my working career, and I know very few people who do. A survey showed that 90% of Americans, they're worried, though, that 401ks won't provide that reliable income stream that could withstand inflation. And more than 80% now want guaranteed lifetime income, just like pensions of old used to offer. So where do they turn? What is the move here, Jim?
Yeah, well, look, in a world of uncertainty, there's some things that some folks just don't want to leave up to chance. And one thing in particular that people a lot of times don't like to gamble with is their retirement. And look, after working with thousands of people here in the greater Philadelphia area, one thing I can state with certainty is that when people get their sights set on retiring at like a certain age, man, pensions are really a lot of times the main component for making that retirement date come to fruition. And think about it. When our 401k balances shift downward, many, many folks end up delaying their retirement. Oh, I guess I got to work another year or two or more. And man, does that really put them down into the, not a good space thinking about all the, especially if they're in pain and their back hurts and all of that, because, you know, a lot of people don't think they can retire when their balances end up dipping downwards. It just happened as recently as 2022. The markets got really, really banged up that year, where so many people were invested in that technology sector and those growth funds within their 401k. And so many people saw their balance deplete by 25% or 30% or more. And there was just a big article out. It was in that USA Today. It was just earlier this month. And it was talking about how the percentage of people approaching retirement, the number of people who are worried that they're going to run out of money in their 401k, it's now up to 76% are worried that they're going to completely run out when they get up there in age. And that's up around 6 percentage points from the same exact survey last year. And I was reading on and it said, 83% of retirees now want some guaranteed lifetime income for a portion of their retirement savings. And I know a lot of folks listening right now, you had said, Chris, you don't know many people that have pensions. Chris, I've met hundreds and thousands of people that do have pensions. They're still out there, especially the federal government workers. A lot of our listeners, they work for the city of Philadelphia as well, or the state of Pennsylvania or New Jersey or Delaware. A lot of union workers listen to the show, the Local 98, the 420. Shout out to you guys. You guys have decent pensions in many cases. And I think it's something like 85% of government workers do have pensions with that guaranteed lifetime income. But on the flip side, just about 15% of private sector workers actually have pensions. For example, I know I don't have a pension. My wife doesn't have a pension. Chris, you just said you don't have a pension. Nope. There's a lot of folks that do have these pensions, and they can rely on how dependable and predictable the income is. You know, they know that their retirements are not going to get rocked by a stock market debacle, or they don't have to delay their retirement if the market ends up going down a year or two before they retire. They know exactly when they're going to retire, and they know the exact amount that they can count on when it comes time to collect the pension each month. And even while they're collecting, look, even if the market does tank, which it will, you know, at some point in the next couple of decades, their monthly income check is going to be arriving in that bank account of theirs each and every month, regardless. So if the market does tank, they don't have to go back to work. And if the market tanks, they're not going to get less in that pension check. They don't have to tighten their belt and maybe downsize their home or move in with their kids if the market goes down, or cut back on their vacations. And look, I don't think anyone out there would argue that there's something really comforting about having, you know, some predictable monthly income coming into your bank account throughout your retirement, Chris.
Especially if, you know that coupled with Social Security, that covers your monthly expenditures. You probably aren't as worried about market fluctuation because you know that regardless, that money is coming in. But like I said a second ago, Jim, you know, I don't have a pension coming in. I know that. I know a lot of my friends and you know, colleagues, they don't have that pension coming in. What is there a way for us to have that guaranteed component of income, kind of like, you know, the union workers and things like that, that do have that luxury?
Yeah. And look, they're out there and they're everywhere, these types of accounts, because of how popular they've become over the years. Because, you know, as we speak more and more about that stable, predictable monthly income coming in during retirement, you know, a lot of people are really craving that sort of thing. And it makes me think about a guy I spoke with recently. He heard me talking about how you can roll over portions of your IRA and of your 401k without having to pay any taxes, because these are just rollovers. Mm-hmm. And you can roll the money over into investments that are specifically designed to pay you monthly income for the rest of your life. And he heard me talking about how if he left money in his regular, just, you know, his current 401k, and if he had that typical 60-40 stock and bond mix, he was reading and he heard us talking about it before, how you're only supposed to be withdrawing, as a general rule of thumb, you're only supposed to be withdrawing 4% of your retirement account balance each year. And he had also been said, man, that seems like not so much. So he was looking around online and where can I get more of a payout on my money? So he was reading about places where you can get almost double that, 7%, 8% payouts each year, which of course is, you know, twice the amount of income. So it caught his attention. And since he heard us talking about, you know, these different types of payouts on the show from time to time, so what he did, set up a meeting with me. We finally had a chance to have a nice conversation. We did a Zoom video conference. He didn't even have to leave his house. He lives right in Bala Cynwyd, which is only around 20 minutes away from my Radnor, Pennsylvania office, right down Lancaster Ave. But one thing in particular that he shared with me, and it's something that resonated in my mind after we wrapped up our meeting together, and it resonated because I know there's so many other people out there that are sharing his same exact concern. And what he shared with me was that he didn't feel he would be disciplined enough with his 401k balance once he eventually retired.
Okay.
And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, look, Jim, I dipped into my 401k 3 times already while I was still working. He said, look, he pulled money out for his daughter's wedding. He had money in savings, but he had wanted to go above and beyond. So he dipped in a little bit more. He pulled the money out to splurge on a new car. Same thing. He had money in the checking account, but he said, I wanted the next model up. So he dipped in and he pulled out money from the 401k while he was still working to remodel his kitchen.
Okay.
And his concern was that once he was retired, he said, if I continue on that same trend of just pulling out larger amounts for different expenses that pop up, he said, he's worried that his balance might not last him like 20 years or 25 years in retirement. So he was concerned about that. Then he was concerned about the prices for things like property taxes and healthcare, you know, the typical inflationary things that we all get nervous about. But he was worried that they were going to go sky high because of inflation. And he was concerned that if those prices kept going up and he had to take more and more out, he was concerned that he wouldn't have enough. So he was telling me also about his family. His father passed away at the age of 62. His dad was a heavy smoker and drinker, but his mother is still with us, fairly healthy. His mom is 86, or is currently 86.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. And her mother lived until 92.
Wow.
So he has longevity in that family history of his. And so he's got that in the back of his mind, he was telling me. So what did I do for him? I taught him. I taught him about better ways that he can take a portion of his 401k savings and reposition those funds, repurpose those funds into financial products that can give him that stable and predictable cash flow each month. That way he can base his spending patterns around the income that he knows he'll be getting. And look, even if he does end up living until his 90s, like his grandma, that income is still going to be arriving in his bank account, even if the account balance were to drop down to zero in certain financial vehicles. So, you know, I was telling him all about that. So that was, it's kind of like a well that never goes dry. And I went on to tell him, look, if he did, you know, change his mind later down the road, and if he wanted to take out larger withdrawals from the account, he could still do that. But at least it would set him up on a nice path, a nice, you know, track for a more disciplined approach when it comes to his spending. So if you're listening now and just the thought of having a more predictable monthly income throughout your retirement, if that's appealing to you, What I would suggest is grabbing your phone, giving my office a call right now. Someone from my team will set us up for a time later this week. You and I can have a brief discussion. And I would be more than happy to share with you some cash flow strategies. We're talking about tried and true techniques on how we can get your retirement savings to be generating monthly income for you and your spouse. So the number to call right now is 610-894-7415. That's 610-894-7415. And another thing I want to add real quick is that the timing of this is fantastic because so many financial instruments have been positively impacted by the high inflation cycle.
That's right.
It's a lousy time to be buying a house with a 7% mortgage, but it is a fantastic time to be an investor. And I can't think of many reasons why folks shouldn't be taking advantage of rates like these. And we're not talking about those 6-month CDs or 3-month CDs, because those rates are going to be, going down to those lower levels probably before we know it. So we're talking about something more long term for you, because we know you're going to need more income than just your Social Security once you're retired. In most cases, if anything, it's a great time to at least get information on what's out there. That way, you can be as informed and as educated as possible. And it doesn't matter if you're in your early 50s, mid 50s, late 50s. I don't care if you're already retired. This is a conversation worth having with an advisor like myself. The call with me is an educational and informational type call, all completely complimentary. So the number to call right now, complimentary retirement income, second opinion by me personally. The number, 610-894-7415, Chris.
First off, I just want to say I applaud that gentleman that you're speaking of for having the self-awareness, knowing himself well enough to go, I can't do this on my own. I'll spend myself silly like before I'll outlive my income easily. I appreciate that. And he also knew where to turn. I want to applaud the listeners out there just by tuning in. Obviously, you're showing you're taking your retirement seriously. The next step is figuring out how it all works together for you. Let Jim put his 25 plus years of experience to work for you. Complimentary. Again, that number 610-894-7415. Stocks have had quite a run up lately. The question now is, how do you use these profits? Carrie Hannon of Yahoo Finance, she suggests a rebalancing move that takes advantage of today's higher interest rates.
This is an opportunity to really give yourself that buffer for those early years in retirement in particular. It's where you might need that cash for your living expenses. And I think we've all seen, a pretty sweet run up in the equity portion of our retirement portfolios in the last year. So this is a wonderful time to take a good look and just maybe lop off some of those equity appreciation there and put that over into some of these safer, more secure things. I think it's just a great time and people really need to jump on this. But for near retirees, this is a super opportunity to get in at some of these high rates with low risk.
Kind of like you mentioned before the break, Jim, not a great time to, buy a house or refinance, but there are opportunities out there to, as an investor, to take advantage of these rates. Have you been doing this for your clients? Would you suggest coming in sooner rather than later as, like we said, the rates are poised to come down at some point later this year?
Well, look, not only have I been doing this for clients recently, but it's been up there with probably one of the most common requests from clients and prospects.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people recognize, hey, we're hitting extremely high levels here in the stock market at this point. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, they are all lingering right around the highest levels they've ever been in history. And I can't help but think about how lucky the folks are. You folks listening right now who are in your early or let's say your mid 60s, my goodness, you guys have just crushed it over the past 15 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about the past 15 years. I'm talking about it's going back to the 2008 stock market collapse. But the 15 years afterwards, almost all of them have been absolutely amazing, with the exception of one or two or three off years.
But sure.
My goodness. And I think about myself. I'm currently 47. Are the next 15 years, that would bring me up to how old the 62-year-olds who are listening today, that would bring me up to your age. It makes me scratch my head. Are the next 15 years going to be as picture perfect as what you guys just said? I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't expect them. I'm not, if it happens, it happens. Great. But we can't bank on that happening. The next 15 years looking as great. But things they've they haven't been always rosy, let's call it, with the stock market. A lot of people know that, obviously. And think back to the 1990s. We had that big run-up. And then what happened? The decade after was a mess. The 2000s, they gave us the dot-com crash, the September 11th crash, the Iraq-Afghanistan war declaration. That was the crash of 2002. And then, of course, the big one, the 2008 crash. And I don't care who you are, no one in the 1990s saw any of those events coming. They were right around the corner. No one saw them coming. From the year 2000, you know, when we had a very similar run-up to what we're experiencing right now in the tech stocks, we cannot forget that you know, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, that thing took 15 years to recover from the loss. 15 years. And that assumes you didn't spend anything along the way. And the main issue, you probably guessed what I'm going to say next. The main issue is that people in their 60s right now, they're going to be spending some of their money over the next 15 years. You're going to be using and consuming and hopefully enjoying some of the savings that you have, because we're not just going to be living off of our Social Security alone. And just like we mentioned 5 minutes ago, not a lot of people have pensions. So Social Security plus your investments have to deliver the rest of that income. And the question is, which investments would you pull from? And when folks who are listening now were in their 40s, maybe their 50s, and back then, if you were in your 40s and 50s, you weren't spending any of your retirement savings back then. But now imagine going through a similar type of downturn, a type of crash with these tech stocks all over again. But also imagine spending some of that money at the same time to live off of, as your balances are also losing value in the downturn. And look, as a retirement planner, I'm tasked with getting people through not 5 or 10 years of retirement. We're talking 20 or 30 or maybe even more years of retirement with financial integrity and as much stability as we can find. So you better believe it makes me nervous for our listeners out here in the greater Philadelphia area with this big tech surge, Chris.
You know, they say, you know, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. We've seen these things happen before. And it's not to say that the next downturn is going to be a tech bubble or a housing bubble, things that we've seen previously. But we do know that over the course of 20, 30 years, it's not a question of if the market's going to take a dip, but when and how often. And so you want to go ahead and protect, because as you alluded to there, you know, compound growth, compound interest, fantastic. Compounding losses, withdrawing in a down market, that could be catastrophic. And that is something that you've been helping people avoid.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen it and I'll never forget it and the stress it causes folks. But, you know, there was a guy I can remember also that's coming to mind. Real nice guy. Came into my Radnor, Pennsylvania office. He's been a longtime listener of our show for the past couple of years. He drove in from Malvern, PA. So that's only about 15 minutes down Route 202, is what I think he took, a little bit past the King of Prussia Mall. But he came in because he heard me talking about these tech stocks and how much they've been going up lately. And he was looking at his own balance, and he was quite pleased with how much that, you know, his IRA had been going up in value. He had the money over with Vanguard. But he was also nervous. Why? He was nervous about the election coming up and wondering, you know, what the best move would be, because, you know, he was just really close to retirement. So when he came in, he sat down, we small talked for a little bit, and he said, Jim, I don't really think I'm that risky of an investor because I don't own any tech stocks. He said, I just own mutual funds and ETFs with Vanguard. So just as I normally do, I took a look at his statements, and I saw that most of his account balance was invested, yep, in equity-based mutual funds and ETFs. And I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but when you look at your 401k statement or your IRA statement, and if you see titles, you know, in mutual fund titles, like, and if the words growth are in there, or equity, or large cap, or mid cap, or small cap, it's important that everyone listening right now understands that the main ingredients of those funds are in fact stocks. So when people ask, do you own stocks? And you say, oh no, I only own mutual funds. Well, just know stocks are the ingredients a lot of times in those types of mutual funds. And then bonds are in their own category of mutual funds. And then there's blended, you know, balanced funds and all that. So anyway, getting back to this guy, when I looked at his statement, I looked a little further and I saw that he had the majority of his money broken down into just three funds. The one fund was the Vanguard Large Cap Fund. The second fund was the Vanguard U.S. Growth Fund. And the third fund was probably one of Vanguard's most popular, which is the Vanguard S&P 500 Index ETF. Mm-hmm. And when we looked up each individual fund, I showed him which each of the funds were invested in to show what the ingredients were in each fund. So we pulled it up on the computer. The first one we pulled up was the Vanguard Large Cap Fund. Guess what the top holdings were? They were household names. They were Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia, Amazon, Meta, and Google.
Fancy that.
All of these are tech stocks, yeah. Obviously. So this was an eye-opener for him because he didn't even think he owned any tech stocks in the first place. He thought he was more of a conservative investor. And then I went on to show him the top holdings of the next fund, the second one, which was the Vanguard U.S. Growth Fund, completely different fund. And when we looked at that one, guess what it owned? Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Nvidia, Google, and Meta. And of course, Google, we're talking about Alphabet there. And then we pulled up the ETF of the fund, the index fund, the ticker symbol VOO. And a lot of our listeners right now might own that fund because it's very, very popular. Anyways, guess what the top several holdings were of that third fund of his. And if you guessed Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia, Amazon, Meta, Google, you would be correct. So you can only imagine the look on his face when he realized his retirement was largely based on the performance of a handful of these technology stocks. And you got to ask yourself, you know, we've all seen great stable companies that went south. I mean, what if something happened to these companies or one or two of them, like some, you know, sneaky country like China, for example, started hacking into their systems and maybe, you know, China started causing hardship on those companies or what if Chinese companies or any Asian companies, what if they started, you know, coming up with cheaper ways to replicate the goods and the services that those, you know, name brand U.S. companies offer? Well, you better believe those companies can lose value substantially as rapidly, you know, just as rapidly as they gain the value. So without getting in the weeds too much with this stuff, the bottom line is that if you feel like you've made some substantial gains with your account balance, and if you feel that you'd like to keep it that way, it might be the time to speak with a financial professional like myself, who can give you some fresh ideas, some suggestions on maybe how to capture a lot of these profits that you've made recently. And most of the time, it does not involve selling off and repositioning and rearranging all of your accounts. No, far from it. Most of the time, we're talking about just making some modest adjustments to help with diversifying your assets a bit more. So look, if you feel like you're taking too much risk, or even if you feel like you're not sure exactly what you should be doing, maybe it's just time to have a talk with a financial advisor like myself. I'd be more than happy to run a similar report like I helped this guy with, a risk analysis, we'll call it, on your investments, all completely complimentary, especially for our 1210 WPHT listeners today. So go grab your phone, grab a piece of paper. Here's the number to call now to set up a time to chat with me. Not right now, we're not going to chat, but later this week. And I'll show you some strategies on how to best protect and take advantage of this recent run-up in your account balance. So the number to call, 610-894-7415. Once again, 610-894-7415. I'm sure I mentioned it many times in the past, but I am an accredited investment fiduciary. I'm legally obligated to put your best interest first. Because the one thing we don't want to experience as we get closer and closer to retirement, or geez, even if you're already retired, we don't want to be giving back 20% or 30% of these nice balances, because that can translate into hundreds of thousands of dollars,
yeah,
in many cases that you had and now you don't have. And think about all the things you could do with those hundreds of thousands of dollars, not only for yourself and for your spouse, for, you know, your future financial well-being, but also think about the positive impact that money can have on the lives of your kids.
If you have questions or concerns about reaching your retirement goals, then give Retire Ready Financial Group a call, 610-894-7415, or visit online at retirereadyfg.com.
Retire Ready Wealth Management is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Retire Ready Wealth Management is licensed in your state, please call 610-704-2792. Retire Ready Wealth Management is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products. Offered through James Cipriotti, Pennsylvania Insurance License 366-900.
Investment advisory services offered through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, a Securities and Exchange Commission registered investment advisor firm. IPW and Retire Ready Financial Group are non-affiliated firms. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Investing involves risk. There's always the potential of losing money when you invest in securities. Asset allocation, diversification, and rebalancing do not ensure a profit or protect against loss in declining markets. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. IPW, its affiliates, and its investment advisor representatives do not provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. You should consult your legal and or tax professionals before making any financial decisions. Please be advised that you may conduct securities transactions only by speaking directly with your investment advisor representative, either by phone or in person.